The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Barracuda start off their five-game road trip with a 3-2 win against the Texas Stars as Gabe Carrier turns aside 27 of 29 to move a game above 500. And the Barracuda continue to roll away from TechCU Arena. They are now 6-3-1-1 on visiting ice this season. They are up to 30 points on the season. They've got a record of 14-8-1-1 on the year. And their two-game losing skid comes to an end with the victory. Meanwhile, the Texas Stars fall to 2-8-1 on home ice. They are just 8-13-2-1 on the season, and they stay put at 19 points in the AHL's Central Division. Tight checking, hard-working game really on both fronts. Texas came out of the gates with the early push. The Barracuda weathered it, and then they would find a way to get on the board first. At 17:10 of the opening period, Jimmy Huntington would begin his big night. Huntington came into the game with just two goals on the season, and he hadn't scored in his last seven, but he would break the ice at 17:10 of the first from Braden Hache and Cam Lund, as Huntington would tip in a point shot from Hache to give the Barracuda a 1-0 lead. Back deep into the Stars' end, Lund battling in the corner, supported Regenda up top to the point, Hache. Hache to the net, they score! It's tipped through Jimmy Huntington, and the Barracuda are on the board with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left here in the opening period. So that looked like a bent goal because, again, the Stars had the early push. They had the early pressure. The Barracuda kind of weathered it, and then they started to find their game. They were circling in the offensive zone before that goal, and it looked like they were going to carry a lead into the intermission. But just 32 seconds later, the captain, Curtis McKenzie, would send the Teddy Bears flying as he, too, would then tip a point shot as Bertucci would put it on net. And McKenzie would tip it through the five hole of Gabe Carrier to tie things up. And 1-1, time of the goal in the first at 17:42. Third of the season for the wily veteran, McKenzie. And now Wheatcroft for the Stars up the wall. Barracuda this season, when they get that first goal, they've got a record this year of 7-1-0-1, an 8.33 winning percentage. 2:25 left now in this first period. Up high to the point for Carroll. He'll go D-D-D. Thrown to the net, did tip through the five hole of Carrier, and here come the Teddy Bears. So a quick response less than a minute later. The Texas Stars have evened this thing up at 1-1. And the Bears are raining down here at the HEB Center. So because it occurred so late in the period, they just tacked on the additional 2:18 to the second. They played the 2:18 coming out of the intermission and then officially began the second period. But the goal from Curtis McKenzie, his third of the season from Bertucci and Caro, tied the game up at 1-1 just 32 seconds after Jimmy Huntington had given the Barracuda a 1-0 lead. So after the break, we'd play the final 2:18 of the first. The first would come to an end. And then just 1:22 into the second, Patrick Giles would give the Barracuda back their lead, his first in his last 11 off a faceoff win by the Cuda. Giles would tip home a point shot from Cole Clayton, and the Barracuda were back up by one. To secure your seats. Off the draw, Clayton right point, gets it to the net, and they score! It's tipped through Poirier, and the Barracuda have their lead back as Poirier was not set on that shot. And it's tipped through off the stick of Patrick Giles. And the Barracuda have their lead back as they wait just 1 minute and 22 seconds into this second period. So the Barracuda had their lead back. It would come on their first shot of that second period. Patrick Giles, his first in 11 and his fourth of the year, had San Jose up 2-1. The Barracuda then late in the period, despite getting outshot in the frame 13-10, would extend their lead, their first two-goal lead of the game. A beautiful finish from Jimmy Huntington after Anthony Vincent was called for a holding penalty at 16:06. The Barracuda would kill off the only penalty of the entire game. And back at full strength, it was Huntington who would rip home his second of the game. Again, time of the goal at 18:26. Cardwell, who already had a helper in the game, would pick up his second, and Anthony Vincent would pick up the secondary assist, and the Barracuda would take a 3-1 lead on the goal that would turn out to be the game winner. Out of the box, we're back to 5-on-5 play, and the Barracuda still up 2-1. Vincent has the puck. He'll play it along. Skips off the blade of Cardwell. Taylor back skating in his own zone for Ertl. Ertl's pass goes off of Vincent, finds the stick. Cardwell feeds now for Huntington, coming down the wing, cutback move, shoots, he scores! Jimmy Huntington has his second of the night to the Barracuda, push their lead to 2 with just a minute 34 left in the second period. So at 18:26, Jimmy Huntington would make it 3-1 Barracuda, but just like San Jose's first goal, in which Texas responded almost immediately, they would do it again. This time at 18:53, they would light the lamp. So just 27 seconds after the goal from Huntington, Jack Becker would sneak one past Carrier, and the Stars, just like that, were back within one. Got it to the net quickly, but it went just wide. Now Hughes for the Stars, drop pass, veered in on net, and they score. Another quick answer by the Texas Stars. Jack Becker slides it through the five-hole Carrier as the Barracuda got a little turn inside out. And the Stars, just like late in the first period, answer back almost immediately. So that certainly made things interesting heading into the third. Instead of the Barracuda having a two-goal cushion heading into the final 20 minutes of action, instead, it was just a 3-2 Barracuda lead. The Stars would certainly push in the third. They would ultimately outshoot the Barracuda by a count of 8-7, but we would not see another goal after that Becker strike late in the second. And late in the third, with Texas pressuring, it was Gabe Carrier coming up with this stop to preserve his team's 3-2 lead, and it turned out to be a big save as the Barracuda would hold on for the victory, but the stop was off of the winger, Ertl, coming down the left wing. Stars over the line, Hannes left wing side, shot on net there by Ertl coming down the left side, and Carrier just caught a piece of it. That's a big time stop with under 5 to go. Yeah, that turned out to be essentially a game saver as the Barracuda hold off the Texas Stars to pick up the 3-2 win. Again, with the victory, they now improve to 6-3-1-1 away from home. They've won back-to-back games on the road. They did not go on to the power play tonight. That has only happened a handful of times in franchise history in which they didn't have a single power play opportunity. It didn't matter, though. They scored all three goals during full strength. They are up now to 14 wins, 8 losses, 1 overtime loss, and 1 shootout loss. The Barracuda up to 30 points on the year. They're right in the thick of the Pacific Division, hovering around that second spot. Coming into tonight, they were behind both Ontario and Coachella Valley for the second spot, and of course Colorado sitting atop the Pacific Division. Colorado taking on Ontario tonight in the pack, so a heavyweight matchup. And looking at the standings quickly, with the victory, San Jose will move ahead of Coachella Valley in the division. Firebirds idle tonight, and as we mentioned, the Ontario Reign in action. So let's update you on that game in Loveland between the Reign and the Eagles. After 40 minutes of play, it is still scoreless between those two clubs. So big points earned in the Pacific Division. Great way to start the road trip for the Barracuda. A 5-game roadie that'll wrap up right before the Christmas break. Cuda will look for the weekend sweep tomorrow in the second game of back-to-back against these Texas Stars. Final shots tonight, 29-24 in favor of Texas. Stars in the only power play. They went 0-4-1, so their woes on the power play in particular at home continue. They're now just 1-for-31 on home ice this season on the power play. The winning goaltender, Gabe Carrier, he moves back above 500, snaps a 2-game skid. His record now stands on the season at 6-5-2. Meanwhile, the losing goaltender is Remy Poirier. He is now 1-2 lifetime against San Jose. He is 6-9-3 on the season. He has dropped his last three straight games, has Poirier. So again, the Barracuda pick up the win. They're up to 30 points on the season. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Jack Becker. He got the game back within one late in that second period. Becker wrapped up the game with the goal. It came late, as we noted, in that second. He had a plus-one rating, even rating, rather, three shots on net. He's the number three star. The number two star is Curtis McKenzie. The goal, the plus-one rating, and a team-high five shots on net. The number one star, Jimmy Huntington, his first multi-goal game as a member of the Barracuda. He is the number one star of the game-winning goal, as well as the Barracuda hold off the Texas Stars by a score of 3-2. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 30 minutes, 6,142 sod on this Teddy Bear Toss night at the HEB Center at Cedar Park. So these teams will run it back tomorrow. We are on the air beginning with our CUDA Countdown show at 4:30 Pacific time. Sharks are in action taking on the Penguins, so we will not be on the main channel, but you can find us, as always, at sjbarracuda.com/listen through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. And, of course, you can watch the game on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. A final from Cedar Park, the Barracuda 3 and the Texas Stars 2. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger, thanking you for listening or watching however you took in tonight's game, and we hope you join us again tomorrow. We'll have pregame coverage starting 4:30 Pacific time. Until then, we'll say so long and good night from the HEB Center at Cedar Park in Cedar Park, Texas.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.